Blog Talk Radio.
Sansom Brath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. I'm hoping that Nicole will join me. I'm not sure what's happening with her tonight. So far, she's not logged on. But Nicole is usually my co-host and producer. She's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday. I'm hoping that Blog Talk Radio is up and running tonight. We've had some weeks when it wasn't running. We couldn't even do our show last week, so we're hoping all the technical difficulties are fixed. If you want to speak to me, you're going to have to press 1. And I'm hoping that you're all having a wonderful holiday season. It seems to be getting hectic for everybody, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Merry Happy Everything, Happy New Year. And I know that Nicole, usually when she's running late, she'll give me a heads up. Maybe she's stuck in traffic or whatever. I always get a little bit nervous because she's so responsible. And when she doesn't arrive on time here, I get nervous. Anyway, I'm going to pick up our first caller. It's a 201 number and ends in 5129. In a second, you'll be live and on the air. Hi, it's Cindy. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And I know that, you know, you've had some love questions. You're one of my regular clients that, you know, I've been guiding for a couple of years now, I think. And you want to just fill in our listeners a little bit, and then I'm going to pull some cards and see what's happening in the love arena.
Sure. Yeah. There's just a soulmate of mine who's been in and out of my life. And we haven't been in touch recently, and I guess I've been kind of anxiously awaiting to hear from him again. And I think that's kind of my question. What's the holdup?
What's the holdup? Good question. Well, first of all, because we're so close to the new year, you got two ace cards. Ace cards have to do with the new year. You usually get them near a birthday or near January. So you're supposed to have a year of love. Okay, and better money.
Okay.
So, and across from the falling in love card, and love card was a husband. So the universe is getting a little concerned that you're getting a little bit older, and this particular soulmate who's been dragging his feet isn't going to be given too much more time to drag his feet. Okay. So one way or the other, you're going to be in love in 2018. What I'm seeing here. You know, he has a long-term relationship that he needs to end, and he's having trouble doing that, and you've been quite patient with him with that. But right now it looks like there's a little bit of money troubles with them, and, you know, he's a little worried about how this will affect him to leave her. There's also a child involved, and he's having a lot of trouble with that. He doesn't look happy in these cards. I mean, he's torn between what to do in this situation. He thinks about you quite a lot. And, you know, he knows this time if he's going to come to you, he's probably going to have to come free and single. So he's a little nervous to come forward to you because he doesn't know if he can really make that break. And, you know, it looks like you can expect to hear from him toward the beginning of this new year. You may not hear it during the holidays, because he seems to be trying to be, I don't know, you know, we've discussed in the past that he never wanted to be his father. He always wanted to be a good father. And, you know, it's Christmas time, you know. Nobody wants to break up a family Christmas. It's and even when people are divorced, by the way, Christmas time is very hard because they always go back to, you know, the illusion of a family, and it's a hard time. So he is hesitating money-wise. Do you know about his money situation? Because it seems like there's some money issues here, pretty big.
I do know about the money. Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly because I haven't spoken to him, you know what I mean? But I know in the past there were some money issue.
Right, so. And that seems to be, like, how am I going to afford to leave this relationship? I mean, they're not married.
I see.
They're not even engaged right now, although she's kind of pushing for that, which is making him a little bit crazy.
I think they are engaged, but they've been engaged for a long time.
Okay, because she's pushing that now. Either I'm going to give you back this ring, and then we're not going to be engaged, or we're going to be married. So she's been pushing him pretty heavily. Again, this was a situation for, you know, people to fill in a little bit. You're a little bit of a younger generation, and women sometimes get themselves pregnant when they have a guy who doesn't want to commit to them, and then the guy gets kind of stuck there. I mean, he never wanted to be committed to her, and then, you know, she got pregnant, and somehow he thinks he's going to do right by marrying her. But every bone in his body is terrified of that. I mean, I don't even think he can afford her. She seems to spend a lot of money, by the way.
Yes, I think you're right.
And so this troubles him, too, because if he's married to her, he's going to have to work, you know, super-duper hard and still not be able to, you know, give her the lifestyle she's been used to. And I think her parents are giving a little bit of money here and there, and that bothers him a little bit. So what I'm seeing, he's just torn still. You'll probably hear, like, toward the first or second week in January, once the holidays slide down. And remember, you know, I've been speaking to you a while. They're going to give him not much longer than February to make up his mind here, the universe.
I know.
They'll start bringing another soulmate in alignment with you. So I think all your antsiness is, you know, you want this relationship, and yet you don't want to be waiting forever for it and, like, bring my life forward because you've been on, like, hold a long time. So say that prayer to pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and you want to be the same. If it's him, so be it. At this point, he's being really pressured by her, so he's got to move it forward one way or the other. You know, she wants marriage, and, you know, he doesn't really want that, so I don't know if he's going to actually be able to go through with a wedding because it looks to me like that's making him panic a lot. Okay, as long as he doesn't marry her, he still feels like he has a little bit of an escape clause. The only thing that's keeping him is his own judgments, by the way. But if he's married to her, it's only going to be that more difficult to leave. And so,
of course,
you know, he's in this kind of limbo, and he hasn't been speaking to you because what's he going to say to you? Well, she's trying to make wedding plans. I mean, how is that going to go over for you? And I know that you've been keeping, you know, the two of you have kept it platonic for a long time, and it's not easy for you to do that also because, you know, you were in the picture before her, correct?
Correct.
Right, and, you know, and then she, you know, she sort of came along, and then she's pregnant. Now he's there with her, but you were the one that was always in his heart and mind. So he's very, very, very torn. So give him a little bit. I wouldn't get too antsy now but basically he's just trying to be, you know, daddy and, you know, have a nice Christmas, and his child's getting a little bit bigger and has a little comprehension of what all this means.
Yeah.
So, you know, but do me a favor because you always keep me in the loop.
Yeah. I mean, so you felt like he's like fighting his urge to be and talk to me. Is that because he knows he can't get out of, he can't make a move at this point?
Right. And he doesn't want to come to you and tell you that. You know, at this point he feels like I have to start leaving her or be ready to leave before I come see you. Like, he doesn't want to be unfair to you.
Right. I mean, if he reaches out to me beginning of January, is he going to start to be making moves to leave her? Is that what you're...
Well, I think he's not going to make moves to leave her yet then either, but he's going to want to talk to you and make sure, oh, I still feel like, you know, he keeps taking a longer distance between you to see maybe if he forgets about you.
Yeah.
But the point of it, even if you were not in his life, a soulmate, he never loved her. It was a narcissistic rung on the ladder of love. Should have lasted 3 to 6 months. You can never make that soulmate.
Okay.
So even if you weren't in the picture, he, you know, he would still be hesitating to marry her.
Got it.
Because
okay.
he knows there's a higher love at this point, and he,
yeah.
you know, he doesn't really want to get involved. I mean, it looks like her family has a lot of money, and if he ever tried to get out of this marriage, it looks like they could destroy him if he marries her. You know, so.
Oh, right. He, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's scary for him, too. And there
yeah.
is another card indicating that he has hinted or actually come to tell her this isn't going to work, or that he said it to her. And she pretty much let him know he'll, you know, she's going to take that kid from him. And, of
mm-hmm.
course, the family has a lot of money. And
mm-hmm.
it's not a blind threat when someone has a lot of money, because you'd be surprised what lawyers can do. So he doesn't want to be his father, be an absentee father. So she really controls him with the fear that she will keep his child away from him.
Okay.
And even if she can't legally do it.
Think about, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. I mean,
if she doesn't legally do it, she could taint the child, you know. You know,
yeah.
Anybody who's been through a divorce knows what that means. You just keep feeding your kid nonsense about how bad
yeah,
your dad was, you know. And it's only when you're like 25 years old or 30 do you begin to realize, oh, my God, you know, my dad wasn't the bad guy. It was my mother.
Yeah.
But by then,
yeah.
you know, you've had 30 years of a strained relationship with your father. So,
right.
you know, it looks like he is thinking about contacting you. It would probably be toward maybe the second week in January. So,
okay.
You know, keep putting your energy out to him that it's safe for him to contact you and just be a friend and be there for him a little bit, because I think
okay.
he feels pressure from you, you know, and from her. So it's almost like if you want him
yeah.
to come forward, let him just feel like he can come forward and you're not going to pressure him one way or the other.
Okay.
I mean, he's
but
just going to have to make
about
the decision.
Contacting.
Oh, yeah, he has been thinking about it a lot, of course. And, you
okay.
know, the hard part about this is that she knew about you and she knew he had feelings for you. And
mm-hmm.
when she got herself pregnant, she, you know, deliberately wanted to, like, entrap him. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, he sort of, you know, which is something that I don't think he's clearly seen all of her manipulation yet. And I'm not sure why not. You know,
right.
have you ever
yeah.
pointed out to him the situation?
No.
You know, have you ever?
No.
You know, because part of him doesn't want to think like she was that big a manipulator. Like people want to say, oops, I
yeah.
got pregnant.
But I kind of
oops,
want
I got
to,
pregnant.
Like next time. No.
Yeah, I think that's a question you might want to ask him or a discussion you might want to say, you know, this wasn't really, you know, your choice. She got pregnant. I know he was there, of course. But, you know, as women, you know, the pill was originally created because Planned Parenthood didn't trust men. They felt like men would say they're on the pill when they weren't and you'd get pregnant. They didn't think
right.
women were going to do this, say they're on the pill or forget their pills and get pregnant.
Right.
So it's like she wanted him. For some reason, she really wanted him. And, you know, she went after him, and yet she knew about you. So, you know, she knew that he had feelings for you. All of that she knew.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one who ended up getting the shaft here when,
right.
you know, she's pretty calculating. So, you know, he's having a little trouble seeing just how manipulative she is. And
okay.
then that he feels bad. You know, he feels bad for her. So, you know, he's a nice
you
guy.
You mean leaving, like
showing
he
up
would
here.
Feel bad? Yeah.
Yeah, feel bad to leave her. You know, it's the mother of his child, and he's an old, kind of old-fashioned guy. So,
yeah,
I mean, another kind of guy wouldn't have never agreed to get engaged because she was pregnant, someone he only knew a few months. And another guy would have said, well, you know, I'll co-parent with you, we'll do, but I'm not having a relationship with you because you're pregnant.
Yeah, I think he's bad. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's probably what he should have said to her. And, you know,
yeah,
now
course.
He's gone along with this charade for you know, too long.
Yeah.
And so do me a favor. You email me and let me know what happens, you know, when he contacts
you.
And
I will.
You don't hesitate to email me.
You know I don't.
I know. And I was going, I'm sorry, I won't contact. And I was like, no, it's okay. You're allowed. Because sometimes you just feel like you need to hear from somebody, especially since you can't really tell everybody about this relationship. And you have
well,
to kind of keep it to yourself. Because everybody's
exactly.
going to judge it. And
exactly.
so you need a safe person or someone who's not judging the situation, who knows where the soulmate is. You were the soulmate to begin with. And, you know, you just need to, you know, so you could say to me, your friends are going to yell at you, your family will yell at you, everybody's going to be mad at you. Like,
yeah.
you know, give up on him or whatever. And meanwhile,
right,
it's
exactly.
not easy to give up on a soulmate love. And actually, for
no.
his child's sake, it would be better off for him to show, you know, end that without drama and trauma and show a better version of love. I mean, it's all a charade. It's all make-believe on his part. And you can only do that for so long before it makes you sick. And, you know, being a martyr, sacrificing your life is never the answer. You know, when you're in a situation like this, your heart is your compass. And what's best for your heart is best for everyone in the long run. Because your heart is,
mm-hmm.
you know, a compass. It would lead him to you, a soulmate love, would show his daughter a better version of love, and also would allow her to have, you know, the woman he's with to find someone who loves her the way she, you know, she should be loved. He doesn't love
right.
her that way. I mean,
right.
it's best for everybody. I mean, maybe
yeah.
she's never had a soulmate. So if you've never had a soulmate, and, you know, your generation of men, because, you know, you're in that 20, 30 age range, they're
mm-hmm.
not the best version of men lately. So if you find one who
right.
works and a decent guy, you know, you think this is as good as it gets, but it's, they don't realize it's not a soulmate. And yes, he's a
right.
good catch, but he's not her soulmate. And,
right.
and it's never going to be. As a relationship coach, I could not fix that relationship if they came here. I cannot make a mediocre love soulmate. It's not going to happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
I could see a soulmate love go mediocre, and then we could work on that. But it can't
right.
go in the reverse. So it wasn't right,
right
to begin with.
Right.
Well, good luck to you. I'm going to try to take a few more calls,
thank
and
you
I
so
can
much.
See my Nicole is on board. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night and happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, I'm so glad you're here. I was a little worried because, you know, you're so responsible and so reliable. Traffic-y? Were you in traffic
yes.
in New York?
No, I have been home sick all week with bronchitis. And
so
I was working from home
and
everybody I had to jump
sick.
On a conference call. I know. And I had to jump on a conference call. And, of course, I'm on a conference call for work. And it ran over time, so I literally got off the phone with work and jumped on the phone with you.
Okay, well, try to rest a little bit because you're sick.
no,
I it
have
is
been.
Like
I'm good.
I know it's funny. It's been this like lingering kind of virusy thing that people can't seem to shake. So.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, I had it a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately, and this is why I hate going to doctors. I went a couple of weeks ago. They said, listen, your body is fighting whatever it is. Here you go. If you get a fever, take a Z-Pak. So I'm like thinking to myself, like, I hate, like, I just wish like a one good fever and I'm good. You know, that's your body
right.
fighting things. It's awesome. So I took the damn Z-Pak and then the cough kept lingering, which it can do. And then it just kept getting worse and more productive. So I went back to the doctor, and they were like, well, the Z-Pak probably screwed you up. Your body was fighting it, but then the Z-Pak started to attack the same things that were fighting the virus. You know, so he's
right.
like, so, you know, he was just like, they shouldn't have given you an antibiotic. He was like, bronchitis is viral. There is no antibiotic for viruses. Well, you have to let viruses
right.
run their course. So lovely.
Exactly.
I took the Z-Pak thinking I was doing good, and I didn't. And
right.
and yeah, so then it just got worse than it needed to.
Well, I know. Well, make a lot of tea. That helps a little bit. And
green tea. It's
you know,
been
I'm actually
my best
glad
friend.
I'm actually glad you're in your house and I'm in mine. So, you know, so you won't be coughing on me. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, but
remember
every
the days of doing the show
the
together?
Week. Oh yes, we used to do it in the days together. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be in different rooms in my co-op, and we used to do it together. Well, that
yep.
we needed that in the beginning because we really. You know, needed to play off of each other. We learned how to do it separately, but it took a little time to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So now we do have a lot of callers. If anybody wants to speak to us, please press 1. And
of
then
course.
We'll do some screening. We're going to go up to, I think that's Pat. Let's do Pat quickly because we're not really supposed to do people more than once every month or two, the same people. So I have to do her quickly or we will be in trouble because we read her not too long ago. So, okay, let's pick up Pat quickly and then we'll see if anyone else presses one.
Absolutely. Hello, Pat. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you? Actually,
hi, Pat. We're
last
good.
Month.
Yeah, I know. We're really supposed
last
to not
month.
Do the
yeah.
same people over and over again because
yeah.
they, you know, they get after us. So anyway, what's happening in your world?
Okay, one, so far nobody's come and live with me yet, no roommate yet. And on the third, we have an appointment for Alexandra to go see what they're going to do with her for the school. So I need to know some information about those things, and that's it so far.
Okay. Now, I'm surprised you haven't rented that already, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always saying there's a shortage of affordable housing on Long Island, so I'm surprised this has not been rented out. And is it that you're not reaching a big enough market of people? You know, I'm not sure how you're...
I went on roommates to do that, and the cleaning lady that comes here to help me out, she's going to put it up near where she lives in Manorville. But so far, I haven't heard anything. I can't afford to be putting it in the newspaper because they want like $107 a day.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But the roommates, you know, that hasn't yielded anything? I'm surprised.
No, I don't understand why I haven't gotten a report. There was two people on there, two young ladies on there that I was contacting, but I've never heard back from them. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Right. And
do you think that's where it might be from roommates, or should I just go back to the senior center and put up the cardboard paper again in senior center?
Well, I would put up some things even in the library, local places a little bit, you know, where you could maybe get some people calling you and finding.
Yeah, I
know.
Did that in Stop and Shop last time, Stop and Shop in the library, but nothing happened with those either last time. But, and I'll do anything.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, keep, you know, looking. The roommates look like you probably get something after the holiday right now. For some reason, everything comes to a halt, like the week before, the little time before Christmas and everything. But it does look like you will rent it toward the beginning of 2018. It might be, like, into the beginning of February, a time to get a rental. I know you want somebody a little bit older and mature there, right? So...
Well, I
put
it down in paperwork. I think I put 42 to 72.
Right. Right. I don't know if you're legally allowed to say that, by the way.
Well, they ask you on there what the ages that you prefer, so you have to answer them with those questions.
Oh, right, but did they
so
put
that was
it?
The question.
But did they? And then they. Oh, but they don't put that publicly. I don't think. You know what I mean? Because
when you're filling everything out, it goes right onto the. Run onto the people's names and everything. All the people have the same thing. They tell how old they are. Everything. All that information is on there.
Wow. it seems a little like discrimination here, but I mean, I understand your age range there, but this is good for you. What I'm seeing is you got the Ace of Pentacles. You will get that source of money coming in through the rental. So it might take till February, but. It does look good here. As for Alexandra, does she know what she wants to do? Because I know you said she wanted to draw stuff and be that. So
yeah, she likes the idea of being cartoon drawings. But we don't know what she had gone to that school for those that whole week for them to test her to see what she's good at. So now this year on the third is supposed to be an appointment to see what kind of a job or whatever they're going to be getting for her or what she would be good at.
Well, it looks like, they're going to find the right, fit for her. And I'm glad they're trying for a career for her because, remember, I was saying I couldn't stand when they were going to keep her in high school for 3 years more and not train her for anything. That was absurd. And this looks like she'll get something that could be graphic arts and one of those things. And it looks like she's going to be happy. I mean, she seems to be happier in general. In these cards, do you find her to be happier lately? Because she seems
she is a little happier.
She's a lot less depressed, and very hopeful. She's feeling more hopeful about things. I mean, she's a smart girl. There was no reason they should have held her back so long because of her OCD and things. So, Mm-hmm. It really looks good for her, and it looks like she's going to make some friends too, which would be nice for her. So,
yeah, that'll
you know,
be good.
She
well,
actually,
the only
she
thing
looks,
she needs help with her spelling. That's pretty much her problem, I think. She's very smart otherwise, but she needs some help with her spelling. So I don't know what kind of job they want to get the
spelling
help with her spelling.
Spelling is memorization for the most part. Did
yeah.
she study her spelling?
No, I always told her to go to the, you know, she should go to the dictionary. But with the ADHD, she says, "Well, I'm not this. I'm okay. I'm okay."
Most of the time,
we
don't
really
have
work
dictionary.
On her with the HD. Yeah.
It, usually, there's autocorrect on things that will correct spelling too. But she just looks to me like she didn't study her spelling lists. You know, really, you know, spelling is just memorization.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
She just
and
likes to stay in her bed, in her bedroom. That's it. That's what she likes to do, stay in her bedroom.
I mean, it's not too old to learn how to, she's not too old to learn how to spell, by the way. You know, it's a little bit of, I mean, I'm a really great speller. And you know I'm a really great speller? Because I study. They would give us like 50 spelling words a week, and we would have to memorize them. And I would get 100 on every test because you memorize it. So it was,
yeah.
you don't have to be a rocket scientist to learn how to spell. You have to study. You know what I mean? It's like, but some people just get lazy. They don't want to do their studying. So it looks more
well,
like
maybe
autocorrect.
That's what, maybe that's what we should do, give her words.
Give her a word list and make her, and make give her incentive to, you know, maybe get a book on Amazon, you know, spelling book or something like that. And, you know, give her assignments to do the spelling each week. And, like, give her a little reward for, you know, for her thing. I don't know, $10, $5, I don't know, something. You know, give her a little something.
Mm-hmm.
that she gets a reward for learning her words. And, you know, this generation also, because it's autocorrect, they don't bother learning how to spell because the auto will correct. But so
right.
a lot of times they don't bother learning. So it's one of those things, I just know the people that don't spell well just didn't bother to study, really. They just, you know, they didn't care. And, you know, probably, I don't know how she passed her English. You know, did she pass English? Most of the time, her class
they
is
didn't
in English.
Give, well, most of the time they just give the whole thing because don't forget she was in a special ed classroom, so it was kind of different than getting a regular, you know, a passing grade. The grade was an overall grade.
Yeah, well, that was.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah,
that
that's what they were doing. That
so
was,
then you don't
yeah,
know
well,
what
the
they're doing really
stupid.
Good in. Then you don't know what they're good in and not good in. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we used to have spelling tests, and then we'd have to get them signed by our parents. So you
yeah, well,
fail
they did
a
that
spelling
too. They did have that. She did have spelling tests and stuff like that. And they made it like most of the time you had to pick out the right the A, B, C, or D. You know, which was the right spelling. You know, like A, B. And I guess
yeah,
most of the time she was probably guessing.
Yeah, but that's a stupid way to spelling test. We used to just have to write the word down. The teacher would say the word. You
yeah,
have
I know.
To write
well,
the word.
She
it was
she
an
had
A, B, C, D.
Teacher.
Well, that wasn't it was an
that
A, B, C, D. You know what I mean?
That
it was an A, B, C, D.
I don't think that they wanted them to pass because they make the money keeping these kids in the classroom.
Well, I guess so, but it seems like the right way to do a spelling test is just say the word and the person spells it. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
So,
exactly.
Because it is a little bit of a handicap in life if you don't know how to write well, especially more so now than ever because you do everything in email. And although you do have some autocorrect, it won't correct if you don't know how to which there to use. If it's, you know, T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, sometimes it won't correct that. So you have to kind of know which is the correct spelling to use. So
right.
it doesn't correct
what's the
everything.
Proper meaning. That's the proper
right.
meaning. That's why I tell her to go to the dictionary.
Right.
For
course.
That reason.
And but she doesn't have to go to the dictionary. There's a dictionary online, you know, in her iPad. She just has to put as close a spelling as she can, and it'll come up with the word right in a dictionary right on her iPad. So she doesn't have to go to a dictionary anymore. That's what I say. They're stupider than ever, kids, and everything's at their fingertip. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on. I used to have to go to the library as a writer with a list of 15 big words that I couldn't find in my dictionary to go to the really big one in the library, you know what I mean, to get the right spelling. So we used to have to really search for right spelling. You know what I mean? We couldn't just Google it. So it's weird.
Well, we didn't
that
have that
spelling.
Ago when we were younger.
Of course not.
We didn't
of
have computers. We didn't have the computers. Really. That's why we learned. That's why we know how to spell very good. I'm also a very good speller. So
that's what I'm saying. It's just studied it. See, that's not rocket science. I mean, I used to like the spelling test because, you know, it's the same. If you learn how to spell it, if you memorize it, it's the same. Going to be the same thing when you write it down. You don't have to figure something out. Like math, you have to figure. That was hard sometimes. You got to think. This, you didn't have to think. You memorized it. You wrote it down. I mean, it was kind of easy. So that was one of the ones you could get good grades on. Other things, you know, writing actual paragraphs or something, using something you could memorize, it's harder to do that. So, well, anyway, she looks like she's going to do well. I'm going to try to pick up a few more callers. And happy holiday to you. Let us know when you get that rental because it looks like it's coming the beginning of February. So, and a nice person here, too. So you won't have any problems with that. Thank God. You don't want any problem roommates. Well, good night, Pat, and thanks for calling in. Okay, now we have Nicole. Okay, you have Nicole. Are you still there? Because I could see you screen.
Of course, I'm here. Listen, I may be late, but I'm on the ball. All right, so okay. We're going to go to Valerie next, and Valerie is in Long Island. And she's got two adult children that she is constantly worried about, Cindy. So she wants to get a little bit of peace of mind and know your thoughts on exactly. But she wants to get a little bit of peace of mind here. The one child that she did speak of has, just moved away down, from, I guess, here down to North Carolina with her husband and her baby. And she just really wants peace of mind that she's making the right decision and that everything is going to be okay with them. So here is Valerie in Long Island. Hello, Valerie. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie. Nobody told you that you still have to worry about them when they're grown, huh? You know?
It doesn't stop.
I mean, I did a little, it was sort of like a christening for a child, and I made a speech during it, and I said, having children is asking for trouble. Like, you have no concept that you're going to worry about them forever. And as a mom, by the way, we're empaths with our children. We actually can feel their pain, and we're supposed to feel their pain when they're babies so that we can know if they're sick instinctively. But unfortunately, that doesn't go away even when they're grown up.
Yeah.
And so we still almost have that same where, like, I know my daughter just emailed me. She has a cold. And I'm like, oh, my God, she has a cold. Like as a mom, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad she has a cold. I really feel her pain. You know what I mean? It's like you can't just, when it comes to our kids, we can't just think, oh, it's okay. We worry. But the move looks good for your daughter that went to North Carolina. I mean, actually, I think it was very hard for her to go because she didn't want to leave you. Do you know that?
Yeah, I was hoping that it would be more than what it was, but they had just decided that they needed to make a new life because it was so difficult here on Long Island.
It's too expensive. It's only going to get worse. The new tax cuts are, new tax things are not good for Long Islanders. It's going to scare the young people away, and I think they feel like they can have a better quality of life there money-wise. It's not going to be easy for her because I think it looked like you helped her a lot with the baby. Were you always helping her in things?
Yes.
So
and
I
now,
think she's
now,
not.
Of course, I'm sorry. My
Go
husband
ahead.
And I, we're heartbroken that the baby's not here.
Of
and,
course
you know, that
are.
We're not around to help out.
Of course.
I just want peace of mind to know that they made the right decision, that it's going to be a good thing for them.
Well, it looks like it's a good thing for them. In this day and age of Skyping and things like that, I hope, how old is the baby? She's just a little, young.
He just
okay, you can
two.
Start Skyping with her FaceTiming
mm-hmm.
with them.
We do that.
So that, you know what I mean? At least it's a little better. You can actually have fun with the FaceTime during, a birthday or a celebration. You're not there. You can almost catch it live as they're showing you what's happening. You could keep the relationship there. It looks like you're going to visit and see her, but they had to do what's best for them because there was no quality of life for them here.
What I worry most about is that, financially they're going to be able to do it. And, my son-in-law is not educated, so he has a, very minimal low-wage position, and he's doing well. He works, but I still not settled, and it's just such a horrible feeling knowing that, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, I just can't stop worrying.
I know it's but she's a good kid, and he's a good husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good husband to her. You know, money they're going to be struggling a little bit with, but it actually looks like he's a very hardworking guy, and he can move up, probably more in North Carolina than here. So, you know, he's a hardworking guy, so they'll like him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they look like they're going to be fine there. I mean, your daughter's going to miss you more than she realizes, and that might upset her. And, you know, does she work now?
Yes. She has a pretty decent job. She's a phlebotomist, so she's she has a job, and just recently, you know, started acquiring benefits and things like that. But they don't have a real place to live. You know, they still can't afford to buy a home. And I guess I want reassurance that they're working toward. Their goals will be accomplished. That's basically
right.
What
there
I want to
can,
know.
There they can buy a house in the future. Here
mm-hmm.
they probably couldn't on Long Island.
Right.
It'd be impossible. And, you know, it looks like they're going to luck into some things. He seems like a likable guy, her husband, from these cards. So emotional intelligence is probably more important than being educated. I mean, he seems to be good with people.
Absolutely.
And they like him.
So that's
so, you know,
true.
And so I'm thinking his emotional intelligence and his hard work ethic will mm-hmm. override his lack of education in North Carolina. It might not override it here, but it looks like it's going to override it there. So, you know, pray that God puts him in alignment with a boss who really appreciates him.
Oh, that's very true. This
and
has
who
been
will take
things going on right now that, you know, he's young and his boss always has nice things to say about him. And,
right.
you know, I keep feeling that if he stays with it, that he will progress further.
That's what I'm seeing here. So you might be surprised. You know, he might surprise everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really that he says he has a hard work ethic. And, you know, he's an honest guy.
Very.
And things like that, and he does, and he gets along with people. So those traits are more important than being really, really bright and educated. If you
mm-hmm.
don't have emotional intelligence, it's harder to keep a job. So,
right.
And I think he might, you know, go back to some sort of trade or schooling. Maybe he will do that in the future.
And
so,
it's funny you said that because he sometimes, you know, he'll call me up and he wants to do something. Helping people. He's very, like, giving, extremely giving.
Right.
And,
right. So
and he always says, he, you know, runs these ideas past me. But I always say without an initial education, it's going to be very difficult for him to do the things that he wants to do, especially since he has to work at, you know, a low-paying job right now just to make ends meet.
Well, maybe it looks to me that he could go to a community college or online or something in the future.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
22.
Okay. A lot of kids don't do that well, like, when they're young,
mm-hmm.
like in school, because they're motivated. But when they go back to college at 25, 26, 30, they do really well.
Because
they picked up some life skills and other things and determination. So the most important thing that I like about him is a hardworking guy. I don't care what he does, as long as he's working hard right now. And what he's going to learn is he wants to work smarter, not harder. Like
right.
if he's going to work that hard, he might as well work that hard where he can make more money. And that will motivate him forward. And, you know, he's really very liked by his spirit guides above. They say he's really a good guy with a good heart and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she could have done worse, I'll tell you that much. You know, like, as far as guys go nowadays.
To, yeah. Yeah, no,
okay,
she has
so,
a very loving husband. He's a wonderful father.
That,
you know, he
that's
loves
what
my
I
daughter
see here.
Very
and,
much.
And that's what I just see for him in the next decade. You know, he'll stumble upon something or a person or something that will help him go back to school. Even and you could tell him, you know, even if you go back to school and you take one course, a semester for 10 years or whatever, you'll get an associate's degree or something. You know, it might take you 10 years, but you'll get it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, they look really pretty good here. It looks like she could get pregnant again. Is she using contraception so she doesn't get pregnant right away again?
Well, they both tell me that they're not planning on having another child just yet, although, you know, they definitely want more in the future, but they know it's not the right time. And, in fact, he tells me that he would like to also adopt a child to give them a better life. You know, he's a very, very, very wonderful guy.
I can see that here. If you know, I'm telling you, what I'm seeing here is he's got the personality and the heart and the intelligence to really go far. He's young yet. He probably wasn't nurtured well by either his family or a school system that probably, you know, just wasn't right for him. And so he hasn't found himself yet. But it doesn't mean he won't.
Do you happen to have any foresight in who is his inspiration?
Okay, there's a grandfather that he liked very much. Do you know about that?
I know. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was important to him too. And he seemed to have a really strong inner light of his own.
Uh-huh.
And just know that I'm just seeing he's getting a lot of guidance from the other side. And, you know, he's a pretty spiritual guy. You know, he's got
mm-hmm.
he's got good insight. So I wouldn't worry about Sam. Try to visit them as much as you can, though, because I think your daughter's going to get lonely for you.
Okay.
You know, and,
yeah.
You know, keep us informed, but relax a little bit. She's got a good husband, and, you know, she's a hardworking girl. And hard work eventually, two hardworking people will eventually find their way.
Yeah.
You know, compared to most guys his age, they don't want to work at all. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's good, and he doesn't look like he's got addictions and all the other nonsense that
no.
a lot of young people have.
No,
so,
he's a very family guy. You know.
He likes your husband a lot, by the way.
Oh, my God. I was hoping
that
he
would say
that.
I mean, it looks like he's inspired
that.
By your husband more than anything. So
that's amazing because my husband has it was very hard going in the beginning of their relationship. And after they had the baby and my husband came around, now it's like my husband's everything to my son-in-law.
Right, that's what I said. He's a good. He's really inspiring him, and he wants to. He wants your husband's respect, and he wants,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's really motivating him a lot. So he's the kind of guy you give him an inch, and he's gonna do well. So, I mean,
great.
Out of all the guys, you know, normally if you, I don't know if you ever listen to our show, but most of the time I'm not saying very flattering things about the people I'm seeing in the, you know, cards and what's coming up. With
uh-huh.
this one, there was a lot of love coming from the other side and a lot of belief in him.
Great.
So, you know, and he's a good man. And at the end of his life, it looks like he's going to be a man who's going to accomplish quite a lot. So he's young yet, and remember, it takes some people time to find their way. But he just needs the right person to see, you know, what he has, who take him under his wing and really guide him.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you.
I
and thanks
really
for calling into
thank
our show.
You.
And happy holidays. And call in
thank
again
you.
And let us know how they're doing. And,
same to
you.
You
know,
and I will.
Just
thank
be
you.
Lucky that he's the kind of guy that allowed your daughter, you know, she's having a baby. So many of my clients are deprived of motherhood because the guys won't commit to them at
mm-hmm.
all. So you can always make money. You can't always make a baby. So they have kids,
right.
you know, and a
yeah.
kid, and they're going to have one in the future. So, you know, it's good. It's very good here. So I'm very hopeful on them.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you. Bye.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Okay, now we have Jean. Okay.
Yes. Jean is giving us
I love
our
that Jean.
Usual. Oh, I know. I love Jean, too. But Jean is giving us every year, Cindy, as you know, towards the end of the year. You know, Jean is not really one to talk a whole lot on our show. She's an avid listener. She's with us just about every week. And when she can't be with us live, she always makes sure that she catches the show in the archives. But she doesn't really say much during the year, except at her
final end of year chat that she normally has with you. And since it is the last show that we're going to have before Christmas, Jean is going to finally open up her mouth, and she's going to have a little convo, and she's going to talk about the holidays and check up on life and things like that.
Oh, good. Okay. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yes. Hello, Jean. You are on the air.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Hi, Jean. We're so glad to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I sound just as good as Nicole. I was home 2 weeks ago, the whole week also.
I know. It's like everybody who's coming here is sick, coughing, hacking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it seems to be, there was a round last month. Then now there's a new round coming. So,
right.
You know, but you're feeling better now?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling better. The holidays are here, and, you know, you got to put on your happy face no matter what. So that's what everybody should do, and be thankful and grateful for what they have.
Thank
because
you.
Because you never know when it could be taken from you.
Exactly.
33 seconds of rage could take your life or take anything. So you need to,
oh,
everyone
you're not
needs
kidding.
To remember that. Step back and count to 10 if they get angry or upset or anything. Someone's in a worse spot than you.
Wow.
Now, my other question is, go ahead, Cindy, what?
You know, it's, you know, I'm, you know, glad you said that because I'm always telling people who have bad tempers. It's really only if you could just stop that impulse by, you know, taking a deep breath, a few seconds, it will pass. But it's that problem is if you don't take that breath is when it's like such an explosive impulse. So learning to control temper is something, take that breath.
If you want to learn your temper and what it would be like to have nothing, I tell people, go into a room, 24 hours, no phone, no TV. You have to be happy with yourself because that 3 minutes of anger, rage, whatever, will bring you to that loneliness in your room because nobody will be around.
No, exactly.
And they'll forget about you. So I tell people, if you are that angry, go in your room and shut your door for 24 hours. And that's it. No games, no nothing, just a book, and that's it.
And a book is good, and it's and a nice positive book. No murder movie.
No murder ones. No murder movies. My other question is, my two children with their new partners, what does it look like for them? Because this is going to be a little battle soon.
What partners? I think
my daughter has a new partner, and my son has a new partner. Well, they're not new. They're almost a year old.
Good.
But are these their soulmates?
Well, does your daughter think she's with her soulmate? Does she feel that whole heart, soul, mind, body connection? Because it looks like definitely for her. Your son looks like he's found one, too, here.
Right.
So,
they both say that. So the battle is, I mean, it's going to be a war if the wrong one gets engaged first.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You think? Well, I have a funny feeling, you know, your son might jump everybody and, you know, to the gun on this one, you know.
That is what I'm afraid of, and that's the correct thing. I'm afraid it's going to be him, and it's going to cause a lot of problems with his sister, but whatever. I will deal with it.
Right, but they look like they're very happy, so that's something that I think is, yeah, they look very happy, and, you know, remember for a while your daughter, you know, was having trouble finding love, and all of a sudden it was there, and it looks like, and both of them, their patterns of their relationship follow soulmate, that they were close from the beginning, and they continue to get closer, so it's very good.
It seems that way. Now, only
and do you like them? Do you like
these
people?
Both of them. Yes, they're both wonderful.
Okay, good.
They're both wonderful. And as a parent, like, we're going to my son's for Christmas breakfast because I stepped back for the holidays. There's another thing. Parents of divorced parents of children, they really have three families now.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's a new relationship, I want to tell everybody out there, step back and wait till next year. Don't be the person like, oh, I need 7 hours because you went to your father's for 7 hours or you went to his mother's for 7 hours. No. Step back this first year and let them do what they need to do.
Exactly. And no pressure, because it's really hard. It's really hard when people pull. I have a lot of clients that are in that mess. They don't know where to go, and they can't please everybody, and they're getting sick over it. Oh, this person's going to be mad. That one's going to be mad. Like, please, chill out. You know, everybody's doing the best they can. It's only, you know, Christmas or Christmas Day. It's only one day of the year. Try to make it work as best you can, because it's really very, very stressful on divorced people, the holidays.
Yeah, I don't touch Christmas Eve right now. They can still go to their dad and family because the grandmother is still alive, and it's all the aunts, the cousins, the great this. It's been for 40 years, and I'm not touching it. But what
right,
it is,
that's not going to be there forever.
No, and Chris, it's nothing is forever. And then I said to, you know, my daughter today, we were talking about it, and I said, this is your year. I'm stepping back for you guys to learn your new partner's family. It's your first holidays with them. I'll see you on New Year's. I'll see you another day. It's just a day. So any divorced parents over there, pick another day and make it for your children easier for the holidays. So people stay talking through the whole year.
Right, so they don't end up, you know, so stressed out. And, you know, a lot of times people have to understand sometimes if people are divorced, every once in a while that can be a family day for the couple that's divorced. Their children want them all together. So don't get jealous if, you know, your mate wants to go join his ex-wife or ex-husband or whatever it is for the day with the kids for a few hours, because it sometimes makes peace in a world. So,
yes.
You know, everybody get over their egos, stop already.
I said, I'll do Christmas breakfast with you guys, then you go off and do what you want. I'm not 100% happy about it, but you know what? I just told both of them, next year I'll put more thought into it and we'll decide what we're doing. This year, do what you have to do. And, you know, and we're having Christmas on the 30th at my brother's, everybody. But that's how
good.
We had to do it.
Right, and that's what I said. You can pick another day, another Saturday, something.
Yeah.
Don't make it like that one or two days, you know, makes or breaks your relationship with people, because it doesn't. And making people feel a little bit relaxed about the decisions they have to make, and so that they don't feel all stressed out over it.
Right, that's my Christmas advice for people.
Exactly. And, I'm so glad you called in. I'm going to try to do one more caller.
Yep, have a happy holiday.
Kimmy, happy holiday. We love you. I'll see you soon, you know. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to try to pick up the 813 number. That's Kimmy. Okay. Hi, Kimmy. You're live and
Hello,
on the air.
Hello, Kimmy. Hi,
yes.
How are you?
Good. So, anyway, what's going on that you needed to talk to us tonight? You always have something happening in your world.
I do. Okay, so I have I got this job, okay, and
yep.
I'm a nanny, and I work for this family.
That's a hard job.
Well, it's a very extremely hard job because she never leaves the house, the mom. And I don't need to hide what I do, but I can't be micromanaged. So if I put a blue shirt on the child who's 6 months old, it shouldn't matter because it's in his closet and she hasn't told me anything or laid it out. If I have him on his stomach, she wants him on his back. There's nothing I do that's right. So I'm like so attached to this little baby boy.
You said something. She's actually jealous. I mean, it's funny. If you're going to have a nanny, then don't be jealous of the nanny, for God's sake. And don't be jealous that the kid's more attached to you. When I was a children's entertainer, it used to shock me how the child would get hurt and run over to the nanny and not the mother. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't be surprised if you're the main caretaker. So she wants to, like, almost put negative energy near you, and almost her child is little, but the child is, you know, absorbing everything, hearing her correct you about everything. And she's really undermining the relationship.
Well, it's such negative behavior, and I'm literally exhausted. It's almost belittling, and I know, I already figured it out, that she feels guilty, that she sits at home and does nothing. I do it all, and then, like, when I walk by the baby and she's got him, he looks at me and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I didn't even tell her that he crawled, that he flipped over and turned, you know, rolled over, because I didn't want to be, like, the first one to see it, because I already felt the tension. And so I know when she pushes me away, the next thing I know, it's, you know, I'm sorry, are you okay, is anything wrong, you know, and then kisses my butt. It's like a yo-yo. It's a roller coaster ride. So.
Okay, but why does she need a nanny all day if she's there? Why does she need a nanny all day if she's there? I don't get it.
Because they're rich. And she, honestly, besides that, she can't handle being alone with her children. When I leave, she has her dad come until the husband gets home. She cannot be alone right. with two children.
She seems to me like she's got mental illness. She probably
yeah.
is severe OCD,
so
obsessive
mean.
Compulsive. So when she's, because OCDs oftentimes have a very mean streak to them, and it's their way or no way. And even if they're incompetent, they still think they know better. And you know, she's just
lies to me. She makes lies up. Like, she blames me for, like, the kid not wanting to eat. Why isn't he eating? Did you make the bottle right? And then she'll suck down the bottle to see if I made it right. And then she's like, she's on, like, the sleeping pattern, and she's like, I'm not allowed him to fall asleep in the stroller. I mean, my God, I've been taking care of him since he's 6 weeks old. How do you tell a 5 month old don't fall asleep in the stroller? I mean, it's a zen for them. They're relaxing, but no, he needs to fall asleep in his crib, and then I have to pick him up, and then he won't fall asleep in his crib. And she's like, are you sure he didn't fall asleep in his, like, I'm a liar. I mean, anyway. My question for you is, I went on this job interview. Well, actually, I went on a phone interview this past Tuesday. I need to get out of there. And so do you see me switching jobs, like, in January? Or do you see me staying with this godforsaken woman?
I don't see you staying there, because, first of all, it's not healthy and for you. And, you know, she's got to learn a lesson, too. You're very good. You're very accomplished. She should be very grateful to you for all you do. And maybe she's gonna have to go through a lot of nannies. Unfortunately for her kids, it's not great. But until she realizes how good you were, and you know, she has to learn. You cannot, you know, it's very bad karma to bust the balls of a hardworking person. By the way, okay, bust the balls of lazy people. Don't do it to hardworking people, because they're already stressed out and working hard. So
yeah,
part
of the job that's hard is her.
Right, she's making it harder.
You know, and then I have to beg for my paycheck every Friday. Every Friday I have to remind her three times.
Okay, that's what I saw here too, which I didn't like. You know, it's funny, because older souls like you and I, we always willingly pay for services. I could always tell clients who are older souls, because they come for their reading, they put the money on the table right away before they even get a reading. They pay right away, okay, because they want to make sure you're paid for your services, and they pay willingly. Younger souls, more narcissistic, manipulative, unfixables, never want to pay for anything. And they always make you beg for your money. And older souls hate asking for money, by the way. So they're uncomfortable having to beg. So she's putting you in a feeling of being uncomfortable. Like,
totally.
An older soul would just pay you so you don't have to ask for it. Do you know what I mean? Because they know you're not really happy asking.
I mean,
so
would she like her husband?
She's a real unfixable.
Yeah, no, 100%. Right. Okay, so do you see me leaving in, like, couple weeks, like, getting this job that I interviewed on, or you think it's a couple of months down the road?
No, it looks like in January, or at the very latest February, you'll have another job.
Really? Okay.
So
they're going to ask me to give me they told me that they weren't going to do a 1099. That's another thing. Now they're claiming me, and I was very upset, because for that, I would have asked them for more money so I could pay the taxes at the end of the year. And I got very upset, and the husband was like, what's the matter? And I'm like, well, what's the matter? This wasn't agreed in August, because I would have asked for more, or wouldn't have been, you know, taken the job. He goes, I'll pay for your taxes. Don't be upset. I would never screw you. But it's her. It's not him. So now,
right.
Come January, I have to give him the 1099. Well, I have to give him my Social Security number for them to claim me. But then I don't want to give him my number if I happen to leave, and then I get screwed out of $2,000 that they have to pay me. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm like really like, I'm like panicking over this, because I shouldn't have to pay for the taxes that they told me one thing, and now they're doing another. He's willingly paying me, but now it's like crunching. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I'm just saying so your people that are the, you know what, these are the prince and princess that became the beast. Nothing they told you they were going to do, they did. Okay, so that should make you feel like you want to leave this job faster, okay? Just protect yourself as much as you can. And if I were you, I would, you know, don't tell them as much, any information until you need to. You know,
No, and I'm not. I'm just like, I'm literally on it. I got this interview. She's like, the holidays are here. I'll face you, you know, interview like after the holiday, and we'll go from there. She's having a baby come January, and I'm just like, I'm keep applying for other jobs, but they're very rare to get 40 hours, a certain amount of money, close to home.
Well,
somebody
she knows that too, so
I'm
she's
worth.
Taking advantage of you.
Oh, totally.
She knows that
and
too.
And I'm like, I can't do another day. Like,
well, you won't have to do
for
much
one
more.
1 hour instead of giving me the day. What?
You won't. You won't. You won't have to be there for long. So, don't even stress out. At this point, take your money and run. Yes or to death. Whatever she says, she's right, and just get out of there at this point.
Yeah.
You're not changing
okay,
her. She's an unfixable.
Leaving.
You.
I just.
Yep.
Can't
I see
be
you
without
leaving.
A job. You know what I mean? I just can't be without a job for
no,
one.
No, I don't see you without it. You know what? Older souls are never without work. Somehow, we always find work. Okay. No shortage of work or money on this planet. You're going to find a better job. So just keep this one. Don't aggravate her. Guess her to death. Tell her everything that she wants to hear, knowing you're getting the hell out of there. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, and just humor her. Take your money and run at this point.
No, and I am. I'm just like, I'm trying really hard to get out by within like 3 weeks.
And you will.
And I just wanted to
and you will
and
get
you
out.
See that. Okay, good. Good. So maybe I'll just get
good.
This
and
done.
Good. And call us and let us know. And you just made me very happy that I'm self-employed. Okay? You just made me very happy that I'm self-employed.
I'm telling you, that's
you know?
My goal. That's
I mean, if I screw up, if I screw up or I make a mistake, I pay for it. I correct myself. I do. But no matter what it costs, the mistake, I don't have to hear somebody else. I just take care of the mistake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm aiming for that. It's on my list.
You know,
I'll be there
good.
One day.
Well, anyway,
we want to,
and you happy holidays, and we're at the end of our show. We'll speak all next week. Good luck to you, Kimmy.
Yes,
bye.
And good luck to you all, too, and Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Nicole, thanks for joining us tonight. Even though you were sick, I appreciate that you were here, and I hope you feel better by next week, and I know you will.
Of course, Cindy.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night.